Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. Well, it's been a couple weeks, and I did kind of, like, drop in on Thanksgiving just to, you know, wish you all a happy gratitude day. But it's been a minute since we caught up. I want to get rid of some of the business stuff first, though. I want to thank you guys again for, like, making me chart. I'm humbled by this. The newest one is Egypt. Hello, Egypt. I love Egypt. In fact, I honestly think that I was reincarnated at one point in time from Egypt, because I have extreme memories of, like, life during the time, like, Tutankhamun was in office on the throne. You know what I mean? When he was ruling. But I've always felt, like, a draw to Egypt. And even when I was, like, six, I would write to my grandma on hieroglyphics. There's just something about it that it just calls to me. So I was uber excited to see that. I guess I've just started getting played in Egypt, and that you guys, you know, put me on the charts. So thank you. I want to thank Sweden for being my fastest growing country, according to Spotify. 300% growth this year. That's amazing. Followed by, Australia, which I think was at 174%, and followed by the United States at 42%. So thank you, everybody that listens to the show and, you know, makes these stats happen. And, you know, I sometimes wonder about the stats and how accurate they are, and, like, how they figure it out when there's this thing called an RSS feed, which is how your show actually, like, gets picked up and stuff like that. And there's add-ons that you can put on it, you know, basically, so that you can track your show a lot better, like where it's played at and how many times it's played through and how far people make it through and, you know, how many clicks it gets and, you know, demographics and all that stuff. And because I'm with Anchor, we're not allowed to add to the RSS feed, but now that Anchor is fully part of Spotify, and they're actually did become an IAB, which is whatever the, like, legal eagle way to do analytics is. Gosh, I'm sorry, I'm tired, guys. Anchor started, or is starting, or something, so I'm hoping it will be better. You know, a lot of people jump ship, like, they go from, you know, platform to platform, and I guess because I'm not here to make money, you know, that's not the deal, that I'm fine with Anchor. You know, people, this is kind of a pet peeve of mine. I don't know why we're going here, but we're going to go now that we're already on the way. It's kind of a pet peeve of mine where I'm on, you know, podcast, you know, groups and stuff like that, and people who haven't even put a second down on record are hyper-focused on getting the best mic and the best this and the best that and the best everything. And it's like, you haven't even recorded a show yet. You don't even know what the basis of your show is, what you're going to call it. Yet you've gone out and you've spent thousands of dollars on equipment, and you might hate it. I mean, here I am. I'm still using my phone. I've been using my phone the whole time through. I mean, I get new phones, so it's not the same phone, but I think it's fine. I don't hear you guys complaining. I've not had anybody, you know, ever get a hold of me and be like, man, your audio was terrible. I did catch that one show that one time, and then I did the show immediately after it because the audio was absolutely horrible. I was trying headphones or something, and I had the mic blocked, and it was bad. It was super, super bad. I mean, the show's still up there, but I immediately did a show like 2 days later because I felt so bad because the show was just, and you couldn't hear it. I mean, it was awful. And I think that might have been the one with the hair that just kept on going over the mic. And it was just, and I don't really care about this stuff. And for me, it was unlistenable. So, you know, I fixed it and put another show out immediately. But it kind of drives me a little bit crazy. Like, maybe I'm just really a minimalist and I am okay with making do with what I have. And, you know, I've brought you guys, this is 81 shows right here. I've brought you guys 81 shows through my phone, usually with my Beats headphones on, because it, you know, it helps with the sound a little bit, and when it's loud out here, it kind of muffles, you know, some of the neighborhood noises. But I don't know, maybe it's just me, maybe I don't know, man, it just doesn't bother me, you know. And I mean, because I'm not, like, putting on a Broadway spectacular, you know. I'm talking to you guys about what it is to have a mental illness and how we get around it and what we do to feel better or feel worse and stupid shit I do to, you know, make it way worse for me a lot of times because, you know, I'm just non-compliant and I'm just stupid sometimes, and we'll just leave it. I'm just stupid sometimes. You know, but it doesn't seem to me like I need to have, you know, a, you know, $2,000 microphone and the newest laptop and the newest, you know, software for editing and this and that and blah, 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 blah. I don't edit this show. You guys all know that. You know that I don't edit. You know that what comes out of my mouth is what gets published. And that's the way it's going to be. I don't see any reason to sugarcoat it, and I'd rather be honest with y'all and, you know, maybe get banned in a couple countries here and there because of, you know, the explicit language that sometimes does erupt, but I'd rather be who I am and give it to you guys straight than freaking go back and fix it and fix it and fix it and take out the context and lose this and lose... it's just not my game. It's not my style of how I do it, and, you know, you guys don't complain, so I know that you guys are cool with how I do the show, and I almost at 23,000. I wanted to hit 25,000 by Christmas. It's just not going to happen. I didn't do enough shows this year. The whole thing with Doc and COVID and then Briss and, you know, me getting kidnapped and assaulted and all that, and I lost a lot of show time that I could have done, and I'm not complaining about it, you know. It'll all add up, and the shows happen, you know, they get done, and you guys learn or don't learn or laugh with me or cry with me or just think I'm ridiculous, which I'm okay with that because I am ridiculous sometimes, you know. But that was a goal, and I also wanted to get to 100 shows this year, which I won't do because I'm not going to do 19 shows between, you know, now and New Year's. That's just not happening. So it is what it is, and I'm okay with that. And, you know, as far as this year went and how hard it was and all the stuff I went through, I'm grateful that I'm still able to do the show and speak to you. And, you know, I'm actually healing from my losses remarkably, right? Something especially Christopher, you know, I never thought I was going to be able to get over that pain, that gasping for air kind of pain in my heart. But I'm getting better, you know. Grief therapy, as much as I hated it at the beginning, and believe me, I still kind of hate it. It's on a Monday morning at 9 o'clock, and it is just, for me, it's a hell time. Like, I know I don't have a job or anything like that, and I don't know why I feel like I should be on this work schedule thing, but 9 a.m. on a Monday morning to go to grief therapy is almost like almost like a joke of the universe, you know. It's like, it's so ironic. And I haven't talked to you guys in a minute. So grief therapy is going well. We got a new lady in the group last week who had obviously never told her story before, and you know, it wasn't kind of weirdly enough, her son's death wasn't a quote unquote suicide. However, you know, there's points to the story where it's kind of like, was he doing what he was doing on purpose? Because it just, you know, but you can't say that because you can't do that. You can't do that to people. You know, she came into this group, didn't know any of us, opened up just like I did and told the stories of our pain and our anguish and our denial and our shock that the people that we love the most are no longer with us and we can't do anything about it. You know, and what I'm doing about it is choosing to get well. A lot of other people, you know, around Christopher, you know, didn't choose the therapy route, didn't choose any kind of help route at all. And, you know, I can just see on Facebook posts and stuff like that, that their pain is devouring them and they do not know how to deal with their emotions and what is right and what is wrong, and they're overcompensating and they're undercompensating and they're partying too much, and you know, and had I not gotten in this group, I, God only knows, you know, when Christopher first died, my first thought was that I wanted to start drinking again. I mean, I swear to you, and at 14 years sober, and my first thought was, I need some tequila. I am so glad I didn't act on my impulses. It would have done no good for anybody. I probably would have relapsed extremely hard, and being an alcoholic, I'm a great alcoholic. I'm one of the best alcoholics you could ever know to meet, and I am a mean bitch when I drink, and I have made all this progress over 14 years to not erase that dawn, but to learn from that dawn and not, you know, and not do the same stupid shit I did when I was an alcoholic. I mean, okay, I'm always an alcoholic. I'm an alcoholic in recovery, but you know what I mean. Like, when I was actively drinking, fuck. You wouldn't, I was a nightmare. Total nightmare. So that's grief therapy. Individual therapy is, I really dig this lady. She's very smart, and I don't know why we relate to each other like we do. Maybe because we're both, you know, I hate to say this, doesn't make you sound like a girl. Well, I am a Grammy. But, like, we're older ladies, you know, and we've experienced a lot, and we have, you know, gotten through a lot, and we can relate on a couple levels, you know. And even though I don't know what her deal is, but she does have a therapist, which I respect greatly, and she has dropped a couple things here and there, you know, so I don't know what happened to her, and I don't need to know what happened to her. It's not going to help my therapy at all. But the fact that we can have a conversation and laugh, and actually I can get something out of it, and not be, like, counting the seconds in my head of, like, oh my God, how much longer is this going to be? I mean, because, you know, I'm sure that you've all been in that therapy where it is like pulling teeth with a spoon, you know? It is awful. And it you just don't think it's ever going to end, and you don't get anything out of it, and it's just a waste of time. And, you know, not like my last therapist, he was good for a while, and then I just kind of, I don't know what happened. I lost my mojo for therapy and the medication issue, and I just didn't want to do it anymore, and I didn't want to talk about shit anymore. And I mean, that was even before everything happened, and I didn't really have a whole lot to, I didn't have a whole lot of problems in hindsight, you know. I mean, I'm bipolar, I've got depression, and I've got mania, you know. Sometimes I've got more depression than mania, and things go a little awry sometimes, and I have issues with individuals, and who doesn't, you know. And going to therapy was a safe place for me to vent and just get it out, and not get myself in trouble by saying the wrong thing to the wrong person out here and having it back to the wrong person. And you know how that whole game goes of I'm your friend until I'm not your friend, and then I'm gonna just destroy you to the best of my ability by telling people the truth of what you said. Even though for most people, anything that I would say to somebody else about them, I am more than willing to come straight to their face and tell them exactly the same thing if I haven't already. So I had no problem with telling people the truth. I don't like hurting people's feelings. However, I'm not going to cover shit up. And if I got an issue with you, or you got an issue with me, man, let's hash it out. And maybe we're never going to be friends, but at least I know that you were cool enough and OG enough to be straight about it and not be a little pussy ass about it and, you know, talk behind my back and Facebook shit about it and try to be all bullshitty. I don't know what the right word is, but you know what I mean. Like, just don't be a hypocrite, you know? Don't be a hypocrite. Tell your truth. You don't have to like everybody, you know? You don't have to be cool with everybody. Being honest with people, whether you like them or not, and showing respect will get you far in this world. And you do not have to have coffee and cookies with them. It's not written in this, it's not written that way. You just have to be cordial. Cordial is good. Especially for people that you would truly just like to, you know, like Scott Ward. People that I would really like to do awful, vengeful things to and won't. But still try to stalk him down and find him so that, you know, just in case the situation arises where I might cross his path again and be able to do something detrimental to his livelihood, I would not look that opportunity away at all. I would be like, thank you. My karma's going to come and get me in the butt. But, you know, and I'm not like that. I mean, well, obviously I am like that. Because, right? But, you know, I mean, I'm not normally like that. I normally just let shit go, and I don't fester on stuff. And I think it was a couple weeks ago, I went back and listened. I think I might have talked about this. I went back, and I listened to a lot of the old shows, and, you know, old shows with Briss, about Briss, and our downfall, and kind of what happened at the end of our... I still think we were friends, but what happened at the end of that season we had together, never thinking that it was it, you know. But listening to what Scott did to me when I was in Overguard and just, like, selling me out and, like, basically not giving a shit and lying and lying and lying for 9 years. Yeah, I really would like to... No, I don't want to do anything to him. I would really like to see the consequences of his actions come back to him and get him twice as hard as every person that he's hurt in his life. That's fair, right? That's a pretty good way to put it. Pretty good way. Back on the medication up and down thing, I'm only on... Okay, so I'm legitimately on 3 medications now. I'm on Seroquel, knockout drops, and I'm on Zoloft. I'm good with 2. I hate Seroquel. I hate Trazodone more. It was a toss-up between the two, and I opted for the Seroquel, knowing that at least it wasn't going to make me as sick as Trazodone does. And we just have the added fun of sleep eating, again, which, I mean, I can stand to put the weight on, but I am not good with, you know, choking on a ginger snap in the middle of the night because I'm sleep eating. And that awful, awful grog I get with it where it's... I've been off my game for weeks now since I started taking the Seroquel again. I've been off. My sleep is screwed up. I sleep too long. And then I try to make up for it as I stay up too late. And then I sleep too long. And I'm just in this vicious cycle. And I hate it, you know. And I haven't taken it this whole weekend. And I kind of screwed up and went out and did some stuff I shouldn't do. And I'm really glad that I don't have a shrink appointment tomorrow where he can UA me. Because, I mean, even though I'm honest with him, I don't really care. I'm going to live my life. And... you know, I understand the consequences, and I get how detrimental it can be to my bipolar doing some of the stuff that I do occasionally, but, you know, there's so much shit going on in this world, and it's like, if you can just, like, get a couple hours of enjoyment and alteration and not have to, like, be so focused on real life, you know, I don't drink, so, you know, it's kind of like... I'm trying to make excuses, but I'm not. There's no excuse. I mean, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I'm not going to hide it. And, you know, if I piss dirty, I'm going to tell them before they even run the test so they don't have to waste some money on it, you know. And I'm just like that. I, you know, again, like, I'm not going to play punches with these people, you know. This guy wants to help me. I really like him, and I really respect him. And I know, like, in all actuality, he does have my best interest in mind. And he is the only doctor that has got me down to 2 medications, and I haven't had an episode. You know, I haven't had a full-blown episode. Now, last night was close, but again, I had done something I shouldn't do, and I kind of worked myself into my own little paranoia trip. I mean, it didn't go that far. It was not a big deal. I worked my way through it, and, you know, and nothing happened, and I didn't do anything I regret, and, you know, it's all good. However, I know that I shouldn't be doing that. And I also know that there's a lot of things I shouldn't be doing. And, you know, being a human being is tough sometimes. And trying to get through day to day, you know, it just has its moments sometimes. And we all make bad decisions. I haven't made a detrimental decision. It's not like I've chosen to, you know, go to take the trolley that, you know, goes down the 180-foot hill, you know, at a 90-degree angle. That's not me. I'm not doing that, you know. But as far as, like, personal life choices, you know, I'm not always... I don't always want to be, like, the good girl. I don't want to always be, like, poly pure, you know. Sometimes that old Dawn comes out, you know, and I'm smart enough not to drink, and I'm smart enough not to do cocaine, and I'm smart enough not to do a whole lot of things that I know are gonna, you know, detrimentally affect my life in a long-term way. But if somebody wants to party with me one night, you know, I'm gonna do it. because I might not have that opportunity again to hang with this person. And that is the truth of my life right now. And that's kind of how I judge things. I might not have this opportunity ever again to do this with you. So I'm going to do it with you. You know, most people, there's some people that I, yeah, you know, like, oh my God, if they even approached me to do anything with them, I would, I don't know, I would laugh, actually. That's awful. I would laugh so hard. And I would just be thinking, are you really that stupid that you don't know how much I dislike you? Oh my God. And then, you know, if laughing in their face wasn't enough, then I would probably say something really snarky and sarcastic and, you know, hurt their feelings. Whatever. It is, you know, whatever. All right, so what else? So we made it through Thanksgiving, right? Everybody made it through Thanksgiving. And how are we all doing with our Christmas prep? I mean, I kind of have it easy. Like, I've got nothing going on this year. Without Christopher in my life, I don't have any gatherings or celebrations or family, not my, you know, not even my family, but any kind of family drama that I have to deal with. I actually don't know what I'm going to do on Christmas. I've already bought my own stuff for myself, which I will regret, but not really. You know, I got myself a new jacket and I got myself a hoodie for suicide awareness, which, you know, I kind of did it for Briss too. However, I want people to be aware of the fact that there are hurting individuals in our community that can't always speak on the losses, you know, because it's just not appropriate. A hoodie that says, something along the lines of, I'm somebody I love, I miss every day, or something like that along those lines, that, you know, somebody I love killed themselves and I miss them, basically. And, you know, it's cool and it's bright and I need a hoodie. So, you know, when Christmas is coming, my birthday, you know, I can actually slough this off really easy. It's like all my combined Christmas birthday hocus pocus. And I don't buy that much. I needed a new coat. The one I had last year, I broke the zipper on it. And I mean, I can fix it. Someday, you know, like the day after I wash the dishes finally and mop the floor, you know, and that's the day that I'll put the new zipper on my coat, because it's like, yeah, oh, that's just not going, that's not happening, that stuff is just, this, that's not happening. I mean, I just barely got plastic up in my house, and it was so cold in here, like, it was frigid, you could see your breath, and I just kind of finally got around to, like, wow, why is it so cold in here? Oh, well, maybe because there's big gaping holes where, you know, the floor and the wall don't meet, and this and that, and yeah, it makes a huge difference, although it was cold in here last night, and in my altered state, I was working on making it, you know, warmer, and I ultimately did, because I don't know how cold it would have been in here had I not done anything. I probably would have actually, like, frozen solid all the water in my body. So, you know, I am trying. My house, well, you know, it looks a little better today. I actually swept, and I'm moving the bed, and I'm trying to change the focus of how stuff is in here, you know, because living in the one room area, especially in wintertime, because I cannot heat this whole place. I mean, I can, but it's just so expensive to do it. So I'm going to make it a more comfortable living area for me. And, you know, I don't really care. Nobody comes over anyway. So, I mean, I'm perfectly fine with how it is. But when somebody unexpectedly shows up and it's like, oh shit, you know, there's apple cores on the floor and I haven't swept in forever. And the cat food is all over the floor and I stepped in the water again and there's a flood and it's just, my clothes are everywhere. And, you know, I'm uncomfortable with that. So, I mean, that's something I'm trying to work on. And it has gotten better. I mean, it really, really has. It has. And, you know, I'm doing well in school and I'm doing well with therapy. And I'm doing pretty well with my medication. I'm remembering almost every day to take my meds. And, you know, from where I was when I went inpatient, where I just was dead stopped, I really think I've made a significant amount of progress. You know, always room for improvement. I'm dogging school right now. I'm having a really hard time getting back into this class, and I need to do this because I don't want to pay for it. And I will buckle up and get it done, but I have to stop screwing up, right? Because, like, I had all day today, I could have done it, and because I was up all night, I getting into school just wasn't my deal, so I took the dog for, like, a 4.5-hour walk instead, which should have exhausted me, and I mean, I'm tired, he's zonked, so, you know. So, wow. Okay, well, I guess that's kind of a catch-up. Anybody's having trouble with Christmas? Again, on Facebook, Dawn Shireen's Dancing with Bipolar Posse is my group. You know, just join it. Again, I always say that I've been saying this for months. You know, I still haven't updated the website. However, you can contact me through there, and I still do have the Yahoo mail address. So, you know, you can. And I mean, it's still a great site. It just, I haven't updated it since Christopher died because I didn't want it to just become a sanctuary. I guess it's kind of, you know, I just didn't want it to become all about his death and how awful I felt and how terrible and not understanding it and all that. So I kind of avoided it. And it's really time to update. I haven't put guests on there, and there's all kinds of stuff that needs to get done. So I'm going to tentatively plan on updating it this week. I've got interviews coming up. December 29th is a huge one, and I can't remember the name of it. I'm terrible. I'll hit you up with that next time, but it's a big one. It's a drive time show, national syndication, like, big deal. Big deal. My dude I was supposed to have on yesterday blew me off. So, you know, if you want to go to breakingchains.org and check it out, go ahead. But I'm not going to have him on the show. I'm not going to rebook him. I'm okay with people, you know, I'm not okay with people flaking. I'm okay with people letting me know ahead of time that maybe they're not cool with doing the podcast, or they just don't have the time, or whatever. I'm cool with that. I can accept a no a whole lot better than I can, you know, take being stood up. I hate that shit. I hate it. So there's that. But, you know, breakingchains.org if you want to check it out and see if it can help you. You know, that's your choice. I don't know what else. I mean, I could talk for a minute longer here, but I'm not going to. I hope everybody's doing well. Again, if you're going through the Christmas stuff, there's ways to get a hold of me. You know, contact me. You can text me. You know, get me through the podcast. Get me through the Facebook. Dancing with Bipolar has its own page, and then there's also the group, so I'm easy to find. I really am. I am way too easy to find. And hit me up. Let me know. You know, I want to get the conversation started, and I don't want anybody to feel like they're alone this holiday season and not think that anybody understands their dread or their fear or their hate of the holiday. You're not alone. Okay, seriously. Last year was the best Christmas I ever had, and this Christmas will be nothing like it, you know, and I'm going to try not to wallow in the memories of last year with Christopher, even though he made Christmas for me last year. He really did. In subtle, little, stupid, dumb ways, like putting Christmas lights up in his bedroom, like simple, simple shit. We didn't exchange gifts and we didn't do any of that. Oh, we might have got weed. I don't know. But you know what I mean? We didn't do all that extravagant shit. And it was the best Christmas I've ever had in my adult life, you know, and this year it won't be like that, and I'm not gonna go there because I'm gonna start to cry. So I hope everybody's well. Thank you everybody for listening to the show. I appreciate you all. I do. I appreciate every single one of you. And let's all stay alive, okay? Later. Hi, this is Dawn Shireen of Dancing with Bipolar. As we all know, COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease, however. Wash your hands, avoid touching your face, including your mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay home and away from other sick people, except for medical care. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. That's cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.